like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you, operator. Hello, how are you? Good morning, good evening, everyone. Glenn, help me do a roll call, please.
Certainly, Olga. Yes, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. And again, my apologies for this mess up. But I'm glad we're on the call. We have on the call Jamie Wagner, Chuck Gomes, Olga Cavelli, and for staff we have Ken Bauer and myself, Glenda Saint-Jury. Thank you, Olga. Over to you.
Thank you, Glenn. And you may have noticed that I, as we agreed, I sent to the GNSO list on Friday evening as the letter into the body of the email and the link to the document. And there were some comments and some feedback from Stefan and two other people. And now we have gathered together to review the possible motion that we are going to submit today, right? Today is the day that we should send it?
Yeah. Well, we can do it tomorrow, but okay. we should be able to do it today.
Okay. So Ken has been so kind to draft it, and so we have a draft version in the Adobe Connect screen, and I think that we could review the text unless someone else has any other thing that wants to talk about, and then if we have time, we can talk about possible feedback that we already received and we may receive from about our document.
Well, we probably should do kind of combine both of those things at once.
Both, okay.
For the motion, the reason, at least one part of it, because I'm looking at, and I'm sorry I didn't have time to do this before, but I'm looking at the timeline, and I was trying to figure out how we could add the 15 calendar days or the 15 calendar days or 10 business days. It looks pretty hard to do, I think, because that's the only kind of easy change we could make to the timeline, and that affects the motion based on the comments received. Has anybody else looked at that?
This is Ken. I looked at it also, and it turned out, just because of the way the time works out this time around, the first time, that's 10 days about all we really have.
Well, we could add. That's right, because the 21st is right after the council meeting.
That's right, and now we could take a little of the staff time away from the one from the 1st to the 11th. We don't need that many days in preparation, so we could do a little longer, and so. Let's take a look at that. 21 May happens to be a Friday. We could go to June 4. We could go to...
Well, let's see. If while you're looking at that, let me get the calendar in front of me here so that I can see. So we're talking about starting at the individual ratings on the 21st, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if we going to June 4, would that give 10 business days? Now
it would.
Depends how well it does, except for in the U.S. there's a holiday in that thing in that block, I think.
Well, we could go to June. We could go to June 7, which is Monday,
and that would probably accommodate the. That should accommodate that request. Would that work?
I think so.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This would be 12 working days.
Well, how do you figure? Oh, because you count the 21st.
Okay.
Yeah, you count the 21st. If you count the 21st, that's right. We could do it on the 4th, huh? Jamie, one of the things I was accounting for, at least in the U.S., I know there's a holiday in there. I don't know if there are any holidays in any other regions. but by adding an extra day, we've accommodated one holiday in there, which might not be counted as a business day. Does that make sense?
Well, but even so, the 4th would accommodate 12
yes.
days.
The 4th would be, let's see, so that's 7.
I think people are asking for 10 working days. Is it correct?
Yes.
So if we count the 21st as the first day, the first business day, then there will be the 21st, those 5 days of the next week, 6 days. The 31st, you said it's a holiday, yeah?
Yes, right.
So we have...
So that would be 10 working days. Then if we go to the
10 working days of the 4th.
That'd be okay.
Okay, we can live to the 7th. We can live to the 7th to have some...
Well, even the 4th works, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is Ken. I think the 4th works.
Yeah, but we can't give the weekend to the counselors.
You think it's better to give the weekend to the counselors or to staff?
No, we can give it to the counselors.
Okay, so then make it the 7th?
Okay.
Does that work?
This is Ken. I'll shoot it to 7 June, and then I'll start the staff from 8 to 11. I think 3 or 4 days. The reason that I stayed away from the week of the 14th to the 19th is because sometimes that's travel and there's a lot of hurry. But we would we really have that week, too, on the staff for preparation. So,
okay.
So from the 8th, right, we have enough time to prepare not only the consolidation and the analysis and getting ready for the session. I think that's enough time. So I think that's fine.
Now, do we have any? I think don't we have something in our either Section 6 or the Annex that talks about 10 calendar days?
We do.
So we could just make an amendment to that and change it to make it 10 business days, huh?
Well, this is Ken. What I'd recommend at this stage, since we may have a lot of changes, what I would simply do is say. Because the procedures are not going into the GNSO operating procedure. Nothing's going in officially, right? So I would just let's make the accommodation in the timeline, and let's announce that we have that we're taking that under advisement, and that would be a likely change made in the next iteration of the document.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The council is entitled to approve and to change something. Let everybody have the sense of participation.
That's good. So yeah, I would suggest since we just published the document, it probably doesn't make sense to start changing it already. But we can absolutely note that that's been a request, and we've already accommodated it in the first timeline.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
I didn't get it. So we are not proposing a new timeline? We're just keeping this one in the...
No. Let me restate that, if I may. I am going to change the timeline in this document that you're staring at. So I'm going to give you... I'll send to the list a new timeline that allows... actually, it'll be whatever the number of calendar days is, I'll do the calculation and make sure that we post it right. But it's something like 14 or 15 days, right? And so I'll just put that in there. And I could even footnote it that we adjusted it from – but no one's actually seen this timeline except us, right?
Right.
What they've seen is seen the draft document.
Yep.
And so we could make an accommodation and put a footnote that says extended to 15 calendar days, you know.
Well, we don't even need the footnote, do we?
Not really.
Because they haven't seen the timeline. We'll just accommodate it in the motion and the accompanying timeline.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yep.
And no change needed for the motion itself other than the timeline.
I think that's right. Anything else then with respect to the resolution? Okay, so if we're good on the timeline, and I take it we are, does anybody think that on the last box, the last row, I just put Brussels Council meeting. If we have the actual date, I could stick it in there. I didn't look it up.
It's pretty much the Wednesday, but Brussels Council meeting is fine.
Okay.
We haven't got an official schedule yet, and I suppose there's a remote chance that could change. It hasn't in years. But
so it would be 23 June, right?
Yeah, but Brussels Council meeting's fine.
Okay.
I would add only June.
Yeah, so you could say June Brussels Council meeting or
okay.
Brussels Council meeting in June, whatever.
But the chances of it changing are very, very few. Why don't we include the date?
Yeah, this is Ken. I'll do that. I'll put 23 June Council meeting paren Brussels or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be clear. Okay, good. Anything else then on the timeline? Great. How about the resolution? By the way, I hope I've given you a control over the size of the text. I meant to.
You have.
Okay, good.
I haven't even had to adjust it either.
Would anybody like me to read it?
Aren't we all okay with the resolution? Didn't we all review it already?
I didn't review it paragraph by paragraph, but I'm completely confident on Ken's work. And I have one observation that I sent in an email to Olga. Is that I think the main concern of everybody and the topic that possibly could be submitted to the constituencies to get some notice of our work would be the project list, and I think it would be advisable to send to the council the project list in advance for each councillor to submit it to its constituency or working group.
You're talking about well in advance of the 20 May meeting?
Well, this is Ken. I just want to make it clear that step one of the timeline between the 26th and the 30th of April is for staff to put its recommendations together about the project list, and then between 3 and 12 May, that's when the councilors, now I think as Jamie may be talking about getting it out not just to the councilors, but to the constituencies and the stakeholder groups, is that what you're talking about?
No, I mean the councilors may want to send submit this list to their constituencies. I mean, not us send, but they would like to submit. So, I think that well, there is a because our isn't it already done this first step?
No, it's not done. This is Ken. I don't believe it's done. What we did as a team is we went through and, we took our own stab at the project list that should be eligible and not eligible. But, I'd have to get with Liz and Rob and some other people and sit down and really go through it. Margie, make absolutely sure. Marika is another one. And make absolutely sure that everybody is in agreement that the eligible and non-eligible and everything's classified properly, and I think that
okay.
that's an activity that I would go ahead and I might even start it now or at least after the council meeting, but we have to get that done according to the timeline by the 30th of April.
Now let me make a suggestion to accommodate Jamie's concern, because you're right, Jamie. Each of us will want to send it to our respective groups. So So, but going back to the timeline, in the 3 to 12 May block there, why don't we make 3 May a separate row, and the chair asks for the council approval and via email and asks that they be forwarded to their respective groups, and then make 4 to 12 May, review and discussion by the council and their groups. Does that make sense?
Chuck, I think my concern is covered by the timeline, but I supposed that the project list was already approved by the staff, and it was already a consensus. If it is not, I understand the timeline. I just thought that the project list could be anticipated, since I thought it was already approved and consensus.
I think it would be better to separate the task into two.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense? Realize it needs to be sent out to the council list by the 3rd. And then the rest of that time is used for review and comment.
The
council meeting's on the 20th, right?
20th. Okay. So it will be, but it this. Oh. So we have will be in this. We will have only. It's okay. 20 days to pass to the constituencies. I think it's okay. I think no problem. Okay. We can separate the two the chair asking and. Also the approval.
Does that make sense, Ken?
I had to step away for just a second, but what language should I use for 3 May? Chair, is this where the chair is asking for the councilors to disseminate the list to their constituencies?
Let me ask a question. Is staff then by the 30th of April going to, or by the 1st of May or whatever, going to distribute the eligible projects list to the council, or am I going to do that as chair?
It's probably an open question, Chuck. We haven't thought that carefully.
And it's not. I don't care one way or the other. If I'm going to distribute it, then what I would say on the 3rd of May is the chair distributes the proposed projects list to the council list and ask that it be distributed to constituencies and stakeholder groups. I would just say groups, because then you get the at-large and everything else for review and comment. And then the 4th through the 12th of May will be time for review and discussion. Actually, why is it just 4th through the 12th? Wait a second. Why do we have that complete 8 days in advance of the council meeting?
I just assumed that anything that was going to require a council approval would need to be done 8 days in advance.
Well, the thing that's got to be done 8 days in advance is the projects list, and we're doing that way before then.
It could be that I made an error here. I didn't want to crouch up right up on top of the council meeting. And so I just pretended that we needed an 8-day period to get the project list formalized before it was presented to the council. But, of course, the council is the one that's working on it, so maybe that's not necessary.
Well, what's necessary is for the proposed project list to be distributed at least 8 days in advance. Well, we're way ahead of that.
Correct.
Because that's going to happen on
yep,
the 3rd.
Yep.
And,
okay.
And so
can
we
I
could actually that? Extend that through 12 May to the 19th of May, couldn't we? And take out that complete 8 days in advance of council meeting.
Can I suggest something?
Yes.
I would add in the second line in the timeline, say that on April 30, the staff will distribute the project list. So we would modify. I mean, only events, you know. Instead of periods, I would have a timeline of events. The 30th of April, staff distributes the eligible and non-eligible project list to the council. And the next event would be, I don't know if Chair must ask for council approval. I don't see the need for this event. What I see is an event of eligible project disapproved by council is the next event after distribution. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right. I think, though, that we do need the council in the meeting on the 20th to approve the project list or make any edits to it before the prioritization occurs.
I understand, Jamie, what you're saying, but I like showing the time frame for each of these steps just so that it – people understand, you know, I've got a couple of weeks here, I've got a 1 week here, 10 or 15 days here. We could do it the other way and let people calculate it themselves, but I think I don't think it hurts to show the length or the amount of time being.
I would add the events. We have one event that is the distribution of the project list to the council, and the other event is already there. That is the project list approved by the council. Huh?
Yes, I'm going to add another row for 3 May. The chair distributes the list and asks that it be distributed to the constituencies and stakeholder groups for review and comment. Then the next one will be 4 to 19 May, and that would be the time in which the council begins digesting and deciding if they are accepting staff's recommendation. If there are any changes, though, hopefully they would be made in that time frame so that on the 20th it could be approved.
Well, they could be made on
but
the
I think,
as well.
They could.
I think,
but,
there is, I think this second line would extend from the 44th to the
20th. Well, I just said the 19th, the day before, right? But, theoretically, it could be.
It's probably better to say the 19th, just because for some of us, and I think that's maybe one of those meetings, it's really early in the day, so you really virtually have no time on the 20th to do anything.
Yeah, frequently you might only have 20 or 30 minutes for this topic, right? And so if somebody waits until the 20th to decide they want to change the priority or change the classification, that could be a 30-minute discussion. It'd be nice to have that on the list ahead of time, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll make those changes to the timeline as we've discussed. I've noted them here on the board so you can see what I'm looking at.
The general rule is just to add the events. I mean, the one event is the council meeting, the other event is the distribution of the list. and this should be a very straightforward reading.
Yes.
And if there is another event,
there's an event in every row. There's an event in every row.
Yes.
On 31 May, the counselors will have completed and delivered their ratings to a staff email account at that point.
That'll be.
But I think that
seven,
I think
that'll
pretty,
be 7 June. See.
That'll be
oh, no,
31 May. Well, it's now going to be.
yeah.
We changed the date. But,
yes, right.
Yeah,
you know.
But
that's fine.
I would suggest that you create a formal event. I mean, let's say that at the 31st of May, staff communicates who are the counselors that submitted individual ratings to everybody. There is a communication to the council saying, indicating who participated of this first ratings and have a formal event of communication because you say from the 21st to the 31st of May, individual counselors' ratings are being completed. But
yeah, but
Jamie,
I understand. As a practical matter, this isn't going to happen this way. I don't think. I mean, what's likely to happen, and I've done these kinds of things before with surveys and other tools, is somewhere in the middle of that time frame, we would send a note out saying, hey, just want to let everybody know we've received 5 or 6 of the counselor ratings, and here's the ones we're still – I mean, we would be doing that communication probably not just one time at the end. It would be during even the middle so that it would serve as kind of a reminder. And I don't know that we have to put all that all those steps in this timeline. I mean, we just – I was thinking that for this timeline – we just want to give the counselors a sense of how this thing could be done, and are we going to be able to fit it in? And it looks like we will.
Well, one way of accommodating, I think, a real easy way to accommodate what I think Jamie's suggesting is, and instead of 31 May, it's going to be 7 June, if I remember correctly.
Right.
For 7 June, we add a row that says last day to submit individual ratings.
Or a communication from Ken saying who submitted, because from then on we will consider if somebody submits after the last day, we will consider it. Not no. So
well, we might.
Right.
But this is Ken. But you know, it's the first time, and if something came in on the 8th of June
okay.
and we hadn't started our analysis, we might be able to flex the rules a little bit. But I think what Chuck just said that makes sense to me, we can put an event there that says June 7,
okay.
last day to submit individual ratings, and that would be a good trigger. I mean, it's no, even though we might flex it a little bit, we sometimes do that with public comment periods, right? We say the last day to do a public comment period is 10 April, and then somebody comments on the 11th, and we accept it.
Now,
okay,
it's more flexible.
I don't think this timeline needs to include all internal actions we're going to take, okay? This is more the actions that we need to, that the council needs to see. So any reminders we send out, other than the ones we've already identified, like for me and for staff, don't need to be in this timeline.
Yeah, but my suggestion was that to create a formal communication that would finalize. But I think it gets more flexible if we leave this last date submit, and then we can admit contributions even after that.
We don't want to say that.
No, and Jamie, there will be a formal communication. I mean, there may be several of them, but I think those are kind of in the details.
Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, If there was a final communication, well, these are, that was my thinking. My first thinking was to communicate, well, these are the ones that were received, and this finishes the individual contribution. But okay, I don't see the need to do that, and it's more flexible the way you are suggesting, and I think it's better. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll make those changes, and then and everybody's okay with the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there okay? So, do we want to talk about anything else? Some of the comments.
Well, just before we move on to that, and I do want to talk about what Wolf's suggestion was, but the Olga, you're going to make the motion, and Jamie's going to second it. Is that right?
If the group is okay with it, that's fine.
Good. I thought Wolf raised something that's kind of interesting, and I don't know if it affects the Section 6 and the annex or not. Again, we don't need to make any changes to it now, but I thought it might be nice if we spent 5 minutes talking about his suggestion. But because he connected the prioritization exercise with the ICANN budget exercise, and there's probably some value of thinking about that in the sense that, we have picked the annual meeting as the time for this to happen, the prioritization to happen at least once a year. Is that the best timing, or would it be better, in the first meeting of each year so that we could deal with, we're closer, the budget process is in place and we could look at that? I don't know, but I thought he raised a very interesting question.
To link, a formal link between the prioritization work and the budgeting process. Is that you and him are suggesting?
I can't speak for Wolf because maybe I'm not even interpreting what he was suggesting well. But right now we have our at least once a year prioritization exercise happening by the annual meeting. Well, the annual meeting happens towards the end of the calendar year. But at that point, we have no information on ICANN budget or operating plan. We don't get that until after the strategic plan is approved by the, either the first meeting in January or the last meeting in the calendar year.
Yeah, this is Ken. If I might make a comment, Stefan actually raised another question that bears on the same one, which is, are we really sure we can only do one prioritization a year? If you extrapolate from Stefan's comment, then there could be a second one that's done at the first part or the first quarter of the year, which is closer to the budgeting process, and then another one that's done at the ICANN annual meeting. That's just another thought. You could do two a year.
Well, doesn't our language already allow for more than one if it's needed?
It does.
That's what I thought of when I saw Stefan's comment.
Yeah, I think it's at least one.
Right.
But I think he probably just assumed that if you write it that way, your intention is really to only do one unless something comes up. But my sense is that he was going more for it should be done at least twice a year and then more often if necessary. I think that's where he was coming from.
Yeah, well, we'll have to clarify that. And
that question, though, about the Wolf's question about the tie-in to the budget, that could be one of the things that the council discusses as part of its review of this whole procedure.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we can leave this to be discussed. Yeah, but I didn't pay much attention to Stefan's comment because I think we can do more than one prioritization session a year. And one thing that discusses that he suggests that this will be considered. Anytime there is a suggestion in this sense, it will be considered. if there is a need for this, it will be considered. I think the way we work, we wrote it, his concern is covered.
Yeah. So it's something that, I mean, we that's a good thing we can talk about at the council level on this. And it's, you know, again, I think didn't we come to the conclusion that, you know, trying to do two a year might be kind of awfully time-consuming if we force ourselves to do that. If we need to, we need to, and we'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That, Chuck, that's my understanding as to how the team got there, yes.
So, this is Olga. We should we answer all the feedback we had in the list, or we should wait until we talk about this in the council meeting?
Well, it'd probably be good, Olga, if you responded to both of those messages and say, let's talk about this at the council level. We did discuss it on our call, and you might even share with regard to Stefan's that we think the possibility of having more than one is built in there already. But if he thinks it should be mandatory for more than one, that can be talked about on the at the council level.
Okay.
And Wolf's idea too. You should encourage him to to you know bring up his point at the council level, so that you know, because we're a ways off from finalizing the actual procedures, and so we have some time to deal with those things.
This is Ken. I think it's also nice to note that the two comments that we did get were largely complimentary.
Yes.
Okay. Certainly,
and we're all waiting for Adrian.
Well, it's certainly nice to have the first two come in complimentary than the other way around.
Okay. So, Ken, you're rewriting the timeline and sending us the new version?
Yes, I'm gonna. That's correct. I'm going to prepare this for the list. I'll send it out with a new timeline, and then I think the Olga. I guess you're going to make the motion, and Jamie's going to second it, right?
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. I think it's that.
I think we're done.
So unless the council gives us more tasks, and they might, for now we won't schedule any other meetings.
Not for the moment. And I thought that we may have more feedback in the list, but I was surprised it was only Terry and I think David, Olive, and Stefan, all about in relation with timeline and not enough time for something else. But I thought it was going to be more feedback.
I didn't. This is Ken.
It was nice to get Terry's early so that we were able to accommodate it.
Yes.
I'm sorry, did I miss something? Did you say David Olive commented on it?
Let me find.
I only saw two. I only saw Terry.
You sent it to me. I think it was a message.
Oh.
I just saw the Stefan. I didn't. Oh, okay. Terry. There is one by Terry.
Terry,
yeah.
And it's.
The only one, then. Stefan and Terry.
No, he just said he will review it. No, I'm sorry. He didn't mention anything about timeline. He said he was going to review it, and then it's Stefan about the frequency that we already discussed. And it's Terry. That's it. David said, yeah, thank you, and I will review it.
So we're going to get a few minutes back today?
Yes.
That's up to our chair.
I think we're done. So, Ken, send us the new version and send the motion to the council list, and Jamie will second it. Okay?
Sounds good. Okay. And before we adjourn the call, Jamie, could I ask you to hang on for just a second?
Excuse me.
Yeah. After the call is adjourned, would you mind hanging on for just a second? There's something else I would like to ask you. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's been fun working with you so far. Thanks for all of your help.
Thank
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.